she's not afraid now, but, oh, no, I like this one better. The old way mare, she ain't what
the
she...
She used to be. That's for sure.
I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
didn't used to be afraid.
Okay, somebody who leaves money lying around on the table and the door unlocked is mighty...
Mighty careless. In this day and age.
Okay, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of strange, so you might say she's a little
queer, a little off at times, a little odd.
Would you use the word queer now, really, to describe somebody?
No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
Because it's used too much, you know why. I mean, you know, right now we hear it. Colors have changed from that to other words, but I just don't like the word, do you?
Not especially, I sure don't. Okay, if somebody that makes up his mind and nobody or nothing can make him change it, is you would say he's mighty?
Mighty strong-minded.
Okay, and what's a less polite word to use rather than strong-minded, like you might say a mule is, or somebody is?
Stubborn.
Right. Okay, do you ever say anything else besides stubborn, like maybe you get mad at somebody and you say, don't be so...
Stupid.
Okay. Mm. Did you ever call about a mule head?
No, I don't.
Okay, if you know somebody who gets, you can't tease them or joke with them because they get mad, the least little thing, you would say that person is mighty...
Sensitive.
Okay, or what's another one? He's real.
Touchy.
If somebody's in a bad temper all the time, you say they're very
moody.
Okay, and what kind of temper are they usually in when they're like that?
High temper.
Okay.
High-tempered person.
Okay, and somebody that gets angry is
mad and.
If somebody's, well, in a burning building with a lot of people in it, somebody might say, what, just don't get excited?
Be calm. Help will come. Okay. Oh, that brings back the cable piano company fire to me. I was working next door when they had that fire.
I haven't heard about that.
Oh, honey, that was terrible. Oh. Three people burned to death, and I was working next door at A.G. Spaulding Company. That was just horrible, so... Fires to me are just next to death, I don't know, with our own home burning up. And witnessing that fire from beginning to finish, it was terrible.
Scared. I guess you know your woods
out
front
of
your house caught on
fire. Oh, well, that hadn't been too long, just last year, and that was...
Oh, well, I didn't remember last year. I'm talking about that, I guess, about 12 years ago or more than that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know. You didn't know I was caught fire last year? And at 2 o'clock in the morning, we had to have the forestry department come down and cut a ditch all around this area.
I sure did.
Sarah and Claude were coming by and saw it. I thought, well, surely you knew it.
Yeah, I guess I heard that.
Don't remember. This whole thing could have burned had they not been coming home late at night. I didn't come down. I was just tore up.